The UN delivering as one. The United Nations serves three vital roles: as a meeting ground for the world's governments, as a kind of secretariat for global goals and treaties, and as a provider of urgent public goods when national governments cannot or do not provide them, such as emergency relief operations and peacekeeping when national governments have collapsed or are overwhelmed by conflicts or natural disasters. In the United States, the face of the UN is mainly in its first role, as a debating shop in the UN Security Council. In fact, the UN's most powerful contributions probably fall into the second and third categories. The UN remains the world's repository of shared commitments on global objectives, whether in the environmental treaties, the Millennium Development Goals, or the protection against global pandemic diseases. Its agencies are the indispensable providers of public services in the poorest and most vulnerable places on the planet, a role that is almost invisible in the rich countries, but nearly omnipresent in the poorest. Beyond the specific acts of peacekeeping and the countless individual development initiatives of UN agencies, the deepest measure of UN success will be whether the Millennium Promises are sustained over time as shared active global goals and whether these goals are achieved in practice. Given the centrality of the United Nations to this overarching challenge, the UN itself needs to be reformed to fulfill these leading tasks. For example, the Millennium Promises require actions on the ground that cut across multiple UN agencies, connecting the work in agriculture of the World Food Program and the Food and Agricultural Organization with the public health work of the World Health Organization and the poverty reduction work of the United Nations Development Program, to name just a few of the relevant agencies. The organizational challenge for the UN will be to press its diverse and often loosely managed institutions into a cohesive force, thereby giving strong and creative backing to global goals. On paper, this has recently been described as the UN delivering as one. Such an outcome will sound unlikely to many, almost the opposite of what they expect from a global bureaucracy. Yet it is not impossible. If the Secretary General charges the UN agencies, above all else, with supporting member governments to implement the global goals, UN teams operating within each of the member countries will become much more actively engaged in real problem-solving. Form will then follow function within the UN itself. UN agencies would find themselves working together despite the odds, and working against the calendar and against the skeptics. The power of one. We are all shaped by our countless and cross-cutting individual identities, as citizens of a nation, residents of a local region, members of cultural groups, workers in an enterprise, members of civil society organizations. Our multiple identities, as Amartya Sen has brilliantly emphasized in Identity and Violence, allow us each to connect not just to one place or culture or region or religion, but to multiple facets of our world. Each of us is, at least potentially, a node of a truly global network in which we help to weave together diverse traditions, areas of knowledge, and cultural pursuits on the global tapestry. We are each the potential shapers of a global society that can share values and address common global challenges. I believe that it is as citizens of the world that we can flourish in the coming generation. As individuals, we will find the maximum outlet for our creative energies and income-earning potential when we are part of global networks at work and at play. Workers in enterprises that are active on the global stage, in finance, tourism, information technology, or manufacturers, will have more opportunities in the growing global economy. An expanding world market will offer avenues of advancement for professionals engaged with China, India, and other emerging markets. Being part of such global networks will force each of us to be acutely aware of global trends. We will understand much better the forces of global politics, demography, economics, and ecology that are reshaping the world and that will provoke new forms of global cooperation. In short, being part of the global networks means being ahead of the curve. As individuals, our most important responsibility is a commitment to know the truth as best we can, truth that is both technical and ethical. Our saving grace will be a broadened scientific awareness combined with an empathy that enables us to understand the plight of the poor, the dispossessed, the young people without hope, or the rural communities challenged by bewildering change. Gandhi called his life an experiment in living in truth. That approach will have to become the experiment of our generation as well. Without the commitment to truth, we will be blinded by false and provocative divisions across religions, regions, and countries. Without the commitment to science, we will be prey to false and messianic claims without real substance. Without a determined effort to build understanding and empathy for other societies, cultures, religions, and the voiceless poor, we will risk a downward spiral of distrust and even hate across the divides of us versus them. Here are 8 actions that each of us can take to fulfill the hopes of a generation in building a world of peace and sustainable development.